Newspapers this week have reported more connections between the DNR, Republican lawmakers, and United Sportsmen of Wisconsin. That's the group that won a $500,000 grant to educate people about hunting and fishing until controversy erupted and Governor Walker blocked the money. Emeritus sociology professor Tom Heberlein of the UW-Madison has long studied Wisconsin's hunting culture and the general decline in the number of people shooting and angling. He says he understands why state legislators, on a bipartisan basis, voted for the grant program.
Although it was done fairly clumsily, it just represents sort of a reaction by the legislature that something's going on here and they want to get in and help one way or another.
Heberlein says the controversy over whether the grant was unfairly designed for United Sportsmen comes as the vast majority of state hunters and anglers are very ethical and believe in fairness.
The interesting questions about fair chase, for example, are really quite cultural. We think it's, in this state, pretty much immoral to hunt deer with dogs. And in Sweden, where I do a fair amount of research, they think it's immoral not to use dogs.
Heberlein says he believes the Walker administration and the DNR continue to highly value staying on good terms with the hunters and anglers. But a liberal group has asked for a probe of whether part of the United Sportsmen case violated state ethics laws. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.